Hi there, I'm Nick Francesco, and this is Your Computer Minute. All you Mac lovers should turn away now, I'm about to blaspheme. When Apple went from Intel to their own Apple chips, they locked out a lot of people who love the hardware but not the Macintosh operating system. Those people have been replacing the Mac OS with Linux, but with Apple's new M1 and M2 chips, that wasn't possible. Until today. The developers on the Asahi Linux team have painstakingly reverse-engineered support for Apple's processors and other Mac hardware and released it in a work-in-progress distro that can actually boot up and run on bare metal, no virtualization required. You Mac purists can breathe easy for a while. There are still many other things that aren't working properly, including the USB-A ports on the studio and GPU acceleration, but progress is being made on all those fronts. Eventually, everything from Ubuntu to Chrome OS Flex could run on Apple Silicon Macs without a ton of extra effort, which might be useful many years from now when Apple stops supporting older Apple Silicon Macs with new Mac OS releases. A version of OpenBSD is also up and running on Apple Silicon with the help of the Asahi team's efforts. For more computer news, listen to Soundbites every Saturday from noon till 2 on Jazz 90.1.